It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. This is Sean Dangler, and I am with you as always. This week, what I want to talk about... I'll tell you what I want to talk about. We're going to keep with the NFL theme. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make it real easy, though. You know, I've done the stats leaders. Who's going to fail? Who's going to look good? How it turns around. I think this week I'm just looking at the standings and the points for and points away. And I'm just going to point out a few things that surprised me. I think the number one thing, well, not the number one thing, it's just random things, I should say, but the Miami Dolphins, I think I pointed this out, you know, last week they had a lot of points. They are by and far, they've scored 130 points. They're by and far way ahead of everyone else. The next closest team is the Buffalo Bills with 91 points, so they've scored almost 40 more points than the other team, which is insane. You know, they're playing pretty well, I would say. Another part that surprised me, in the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were on my first pick to see how they do against the Browns, the first podcast I did about the NFL here. They're 2-1 now, leading their division. But they're also... only scored 56 points, so the third leading scorer in the division. Also have the most points against, which is because of the 49ers. I really screwed their thing up, apparently. But that's kind of wild. You don't usually, I feel like it's not that bad. I mean, obviously it's only three games in the season, but I think the AFC North, it's going to be a gauntlet through the whole year, all these teams. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the best team that's just, like, 10-7, 9-8 type of teams coming out of there. Because I think they're... I don't think any of those teams, none of them have stood apart from me where they're that much different than each other. They seem all fairly similar. Besides that, the AFC South, the Titans have only scored 45 points, giving up 67, but... I think the Titans might be bad this year. Honestly. I honestly think C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans have a... I think he's going to be pretty good. Usually those Ohio State quarterbacks don't turn out, I feel like. But this guy... seems like he's good. Because I had some... Nico Collins is my receiver. I had him last year who did well. But he seems to be doing better. And then there's another receiver, Tank Dell, for the... Texans, who has also done well. Because that's usually for me. It's like if the quarterbacks can enter the league as a rookie and they can, like, make passes and they're, like, already racking up yards, that's usually a good sign. Like, that's why I'm worried about Trevor Lawrence. Not necessarily, I mean, he had Urban Meyer, so I get that, but it's like he didn't really set the world afire initially. And C.J. Stroud is doing that. He's playing better. They're 1-2, but they only... this whole division's not that good. The best team is the Colts, who have 74 points, 4, and then 70 against. And then the Texans have 66, 4, and 73 against. So, to say the least, I'd say it's pretty close. In that the... like, I wouldn't be shocked if the Texans ended up playing better. The Broncos, I'm not really surprised by. I wonder when they'll bench Russell Wilson is my question. Their defense is terrible, though. Just absolutely atrocious. It's like, Sean Payton was never, I never felt had great defenses in New Orleans. But he never had a terrible offense. And he has a terrible offense. Thanks to Russell Hustle Bustle Wilson. Who fell off a cliff more than anyone. I bet Russell... I feel like he'll get picked up by, like, one more team. Maybe the Jets will trade for him. Who fucking knows? But that'll probably be it. Now, looking at the NFC. I'm honestly, well, kind of surprised by the New York Giants, I guess. I didn't think they'd have 98 points against them already this year and only 43 points for it. They never had a great offense, but, you know, Saquon getting hurt doesn't help them at all. So that's not great. I am surprised in the NFC West, the Seattle Seahawks, they have 87 points for and 88 points against. They're 2-1. I would not have taken them as a high-powered, functioning offense. But outside of being beat by the Rams, they've scored 37 points the other 2 weeks. Granted, against the Lions and the Panthers. But the Lions aren't a bad team. The Panthers definitely are terrible. The Cardinals, surprisingly, 1-2, have scored 72 points and 67 against. I don't think anyone really thought they would beat the Cowboys, but they did. I mean, all their games, if you look at them, they played everyone close. And they blew out the Cowboys. Not blew out the Cowboys, but beat them by 12. Honestly, the Chicago Bears and the Denver Broncos, who are playing this week, they're about the same team, and they both are terrible. They both don't have great quarterbacks, and their defenses are atrocious. Because the Broncos have scored 69 points, but they've been scored against 122 points against them. The Bears haven't scored as many points, 47 points, and also haven't had as many points scored against them at 106. So it's almost, they're around, you know, 60 points scored against them. It'll be one terrible game. I'll be curious how that game goes. If one team blows out the other, oof, that's terrible. Then the Vikings, they've scored 69 points. It's like their offense seems like it's fine, but they've had 82 points scored against. And that's the thing, like, I don't think Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback, but I do think, like, that's not his fault. You know, I think he's playing as well as he can, but the defense just isn't good. Yeah, does Kirk make the best decisions all the time? Absolutely not. But that's how that goes. You know? It's like they're putting up decent scores. It's not like they're a terrible team. They lost to the Bucks. Not great. Lost to the Eagles, that's fine. The Chargers, not great, but again, they're about the same team. Look at the NFC South. This thing is, I don't know why the AFC South, I guess it used to be the NFC West, but the AFC South and the NFC South are both terrible, absolutely atrocious divisions. Because in the NFC South, the four teams, their points for is a difference of 4 points. And their points against, if you drop the Panthers who have given up 89 points, it's 9 points. So, this is also going to be, this I feel like is more of an 8-9, 9-8 type of division who's going to win this. I have no idea who's going to come out of this division. The Falcons have actually done better than I thought they would. I did not think they'd be 2-1 this season. I mean, they lost to the Lions, beat the Packers, and beat the Panthers. So, really not. The Packers is a pretty impressive win, I would say. The Saints blew one against the Packers. They should have beat the Packers, honestly, but Derek Carr got hurt. I guess it kind of depends on his injury, because I'm not, who knows with famous Jameis. Beat the Panthers and beat the Titans, but the Titans aren't that good. The Buccaneers beat the Vikings, who, yeah, questionable. Beat the Bears only by 10, though, and lost to the Eagles. So they all suck, basically, in the NFC South. I'm not sure which team. If I had to pick, if Derek Carr is healthy, I'd probably pick the Saints because they have the most reliable quarterback. They got some good receivers, and Kamara comes back. They seem to have the most talent. The Falcons also seem like they have a decent amount of talent, but I don't trust Desmond Ridder as a quarterback. And the Buccaneers, I love the grit and grind of Baker Mayfield, but boy, that guy just doesn't have the talent to compete, unfortunately. So I guess I go Saints, Falcons, Bucks. Panthers definitely aren't going to do anything. The Panthers are terrible. I mean, that's basically it. So those are my thoughts on the NFL standings and kind of where they sit and where they lie and That's basically it. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. Love to be on a podcast or do anything. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.